clothes sufficient to cover his private areas. وَجِلْفُ الْخُبْزِ وَالْمَاءِ. And the next thing that a person requires is he requires dry bread and water. That's all a person needs. In other words, the bread also doesn't have to be fresh, smelling nice. A person doesn't need cool drink, he doesn't need juice, he doesn't need additional. Whatever Allah Pak has given us, this is all addition from His side. It's all ni'mat from His side, favors from His side. All that we really require is we need one shelter overhead, one home. We require clothes to cover our body, sufficiently to cover our private parts. We need dry bread and water, and we can exist on earth. Whatever Allah Pak has given us, this is the ni'mat of Allah upon us. We have to appreciate it and realize it. That, oh Allah, I didn't need this to live. But it is your kindness, and it is your love, and it is your mercy, that despite my gunas, you have favored me with all these things, and I can survive, and I'm existing with all these things, despite my gunas. So a person's thinking goes this way, that even if he experiences a little bit of loss, a little bit of difficulties, his focus now is on the ni'mat. I only need three things. Allah has given me 1,000 things. More than 1,000 things Allah Pak has given me. So what if he's taken 1 or 2 things away from those 1,000 ni'mat that he has given me? I only require so little, but yet he has given me so much. So instead of having a attitude of complaining, automatically a person's attitude now is one of shukr. So much he has given me, when I only need so little. And the hadith we did yesterday, and Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu qal, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yaqra'u al-hakum al-takathur. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiallahu anhu, he says that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was reciting this verses, al-hakum al-takathur. Mutual rivalry in piling up wealth is diverting you, is digressing you. In other words, is taking you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You trying to have this, that, and you see the next man has got that, you want to also try and compete. Your brother has built something new in his house, now you want to change the looks of your house. Your neighbor has done this to his house, you want to do it. So every time this mutual rivalry in piling up, piling and getting more and more wealth, this is diverting you from your actual objective of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala yaqulu ibn Adam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O son of Adam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the son of Adam says, in other words, insan, this is what he says, Mali, Mali. This is my wealth, this is my building, this is my investment, this is my property, this is my bank balance. He keeps referring it to me, his mind's Mali, Mali. وَهَلَّكَ يَبْنَ Adam مِنْ مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what is really yours is not what is on the balance sheet, what is in the bank, what property is overseas. That is not yours. What is truly yours, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, is that what you have eaten and you have digested. That is yours. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that is truly yours, أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. That clothes you wore and you have wore it out. In other words, you have completely used the clothes. That clothes is yours, because now that is what you have really used. And the next thing that is truly yours, O tasaddaqta faamdaita, that sadaqah that you have given and you have sent forward for yourself, that is yours, because that is what is waiting for you. Everything else, either, yesterday as we mentioned, either somebody is going to take it happily, people will distribute it happily, after you are gone, you're not going to take it, we are not going to take it to the qabr, or either other thing is people will fight over it. One of two. Either it will be given happily to somebody else, but it will never remain ours. Or people will fight with it, or they'll take it happily. But nothing is ours except these three things. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to tell us that don't get too excited about worldly possessions. They are not yours. You have to leave it behind. The greatest and greatest of kings left their palaces behind. What will be our condition when we leave small homes and other things that we have? Everybody has to leave it and go. So don't put too much of attachment. In other words, detach these things from saying they are minds. The haqiqat is not really yours until you have done these three things. Today's hadith in Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, qala rajulun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulallah, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. A sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, he says, a man came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I really love you. وقال انظر ماذا تقول. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him, think carefully what you are saying. Don't just say these words, think carefully what you are saying. Inni la uhibbuk. This man repeated the words again, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really I love you. I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I really love you. He took an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال إن كنت تحبني فأعد للفقر تجفافا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told him that if you truly love me, then prepare yourself with the shield of poverty. In other words, like how a shield protects oneself from any type of harm, from any stray arrows coming, from arrows etc. hitting. So you also prepare yourself with the buffer of abstinence. In other words, stay away, stay aloof from getting attached to the dunya. Why? Because conditions, when they do come, then what will happen is, because you already got this detachment from the dunya, the conditions won't affect you. Number one. Number two is, ulama explained that when a person loves somebody, when he truly loves somebody, then he wants to bring the characteristics and he wants to bring the lifestyle and the style of that person in his life. He wants to imitate and he wants to bring that life. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him that if you truly love me, then be happy to have that shield of poverty. In other words, be happy to live that life that I am living. فَإِنَّ الْفَقْرَ أَسْرَعُ إِلَى مَنْ تُحِبُّنِي إِلَى مَنْ يُحِبُّنِي مِنَ السَّيْلِ إِلَى مُنْتَهَاهُ رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that poverty goes faster than flood waters reach its destination. Those people that had seen floods, they realized that the flood water, how fast and how swiftly flood waters move. Very, very quickly they move till it reaches a point where the flood water ends, normally by the ocean, etc. But how quickly this flood waters move, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that poverty will come to you more swiftly than this. So in other words, if you really love Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi wa sallam telling us, then do not get excessively involved in the dunya. Be happy with a life of detachment. Be happy with that buffer of abstinence, so that if any conditions come, then no complaint comes out of the tongue that I'm not happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not happy with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got that true love, because the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we can accept it with this buffer of detachment from the dunya, which is the shield that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.